I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have not chatted with this friend in a while, but it's good to catch up with him. Used to be in Milwaukee, now in the great state of Minnesota. The Score North 1500. Rami Makhlouf back with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Rami, how you been?
Good. Long time no talk, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing what's great. What's the pandemic like up in the Minneapolis area? You guys are already cooped up in the winter pretty much to begin with because, you know, it's really cold.
Of course, this year of all years, we would get an unseasonably warm mid to late March. It's been like in the high 40s, low 50s around here for the last couple of weeks for the most part, guys. And I know that doesn't sound great to you in San Diego, but I'm telling you, around here, we wait for high 40s, low 50s, so we can bust the shorts out and show off the calf.
100%. I mean, and that's, I did a little time in Chicago, went to college up there, and I remember when it would be in the 50s, it might as well have been summer. People were out, sitting outside at bars, drinking, and it's like, this is great. And I was, I'm from Texas originally. I was freezing my ass off still
at 50.
It's in
the 50s here. We are, like, building fires in our fireplaces. Dude. Oh, we can break out the wood, finally. This is amazing.
Hey, babe, you want me to make chili because it's so cold? Yeah, that's my house when it hits 50 degrees, Rami.
You take out the fuzzy sweater for
100%.
So what is going on in the Twin Cities area? I mean, we're waiting, obviously, baseball season. The Twins, very promising, coming off an exciting year, now kind of in limbo like the rest of the baseball teams. You got the Timberwolves that haven't been doing much, if I remember correctly. Maybe the suspension of the NBA season was not a big loss on that sport. And, of course, hockey season gets interrupted. That's always a big deal up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, and the hockey season got stopped with the Wild just one point out of the playoff picture, guys. So let's say the NHL does come back and says, we're just going to jump right to the playoffs. We're going to skip the rest of the regular season schedule and jump right to the playoffs. The Wild are going to be on the outside looking in by one point of the NHL playoff picture. As far as the Wolves go, this might have been their saving grace in a weird way, because right now they're one of the top three teams in the lottery odds, which means that they have as good a chance as anybody to get the number one pick or a top four pick, and playing more games only could have screwed that up. They could have only gone down in terms of the tanking standings in the NBA and the Western Conference. So that might have been a saving grace, the way that the NBA season came to a halt. But with the Twins, that one hurts a little bit. And of course, just like we finally get some nice weather in mid to late March around here, you finally get a good Twins baseball team, and the season is stopped before it ever starts because of this thing that we're all going through. There is maybe a silver lining there too, though, guys, because you have Byron Buxton for the Twins, who's one of their best players, and if he can ever put together a full, healthy season, guys, I'm telling you, this guy has MVP-caliber talent. He might be ready for opening day if and when that is ever played. And same thing for Rich Hill, who they signed to the Dodgers this year. They didn't expect him to be ready until about 6 weeks into the season. And now we might be starting the season 6 weeks late or maybe even beyond that. So they might have Rich Hill in their starting rotation for the entirety of the schedule if he can stay healthy. So, I mean, obviously bigger things than sports going on here, but there are maybe some silver linings or some positives that you can pull out of this as far as the sports world is concerned.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf. He's a host on Score North up in Minnesota. And, you know, it's funny. You were talking about the Wild being one game out. How fun is it? I mean, we all love the playoffs in any sport. It doesn't matter what sport it is.
Rami, just careful because my host watched a couple of hockey documentaries.
Big hockey guy now.
He thinks he's a big hockey guy.
I'm a huge, huge, huge hockey guy now in Southern California.
I am not. I got to be honest with you.
That's so funny.
I was totally transparent with them when I got hired here. I was like, look, I'm a fast learner, but I'm going to tell you flat out, I do not know hockey. If you guys need me to learn it, I'll try my best, but I don't know anything about hockey. And now I actually have a segment on my show every Thursday on the midday show that I host. Salt Rami Does That Hockey, where my producer, who hosts the hockey show for our station, the podcast, he teaches me a little something about hockey, including how to pronounce very difficult to pronounce Russian names.
Now, that's a genius segment because I have a motto here, and it's called Embrace the Suck. And if it sucks...
That was like when we had you doing our World Cup soccer reports.
Yeah, I did
year.
All the World Cup. I know nothing about soccer, and I did all the World Cup stuff. And I basically would just read from Wikipedia, you know, essentially. But no, it wasn't even so much about hockey, but it was more about... Like, we all love the playoffs. When your team makes the playoffs, but you know what we may end up missing this year is that, you know, especially with the NBA and the NHL, is that run to the playoffs.
The chase
sometimes is the best part. Like, playing those, it feels like you get 2 to 3 weeks of playoffs. And I don't know, man, I can't imagine that they would come back, but wouldn't we all at this point, Rami, just take whatever they give us? If they give us anything, we will take it, we will eat it, we will enjoy it, right?
Guys, that's what I said yesterday. We were talking about, I don't know if you guys have heard the idea that the Big Three is thrown out there.
Yeah, we talked to Amy Trask this week about it.
Yeah, so basically they're going to have a quarantine 3-on-3 tournament if they can pull it off and get a bunch of players who tested negative for coronavirus into a house and have like Big Brother / Big Three. And I said, I've had zero interest in the Big Three up until now. It's washed up NBA players or guys who could never make it on that level playing low level basketball. And I just don't have time for that in my day. But I'm telling you, if they give us that, I will take that and I will be all in on that. That is all we'll talk about on the radio show, because really, what else do we got right now?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think we'd all be on board, too.
Vikings still making moves. Obviously, I had the Stephon Diggs trade. I can't imagine people were thrilled about that. And, of course, Kirk Cousins, the man who gets more raises than anyone in America, is now making like $65 million a year and probably will hold out or something at this point.
You know, both those moves makes sense in the vacuum, guys. If that was the one big move that the Vikings made in this offseason, it would make sense in a vacuum, because Kirk Cousins looks overpaid to a lot of people. But when you look at the landscape of NFL quarterbacks and what they make and the numbers that Kirk Cousins puts up, he's probably getting paid about what he deserves, in my opinion. So I understand sticking with him and not changing horses at this point and saying, look, we're trying to win football games right now. We're still aiming for contention in 2020. That makes sense if that's what you're trying to do. I don't know if it'll work, but it makes sense when you explain it to me in that way. But then on the flip side, you go and trade Stephon Diggs for a bunch of draft picks, and on the face of it, they got good value for Stephon Diggs when you look at what other receivers have gotten teams in trades recently, including DeAndre Hopkins.
No,
they
that's
got
certainly
all
true,
draft
yeah.
picks for Stephon Diggs, but that's a move that helps you 2 or 3 years down the road when you look at when draft picks actually make an impact for their team, if they ever make an impact for their team, because the draft is such a crapshoot. One big move in Kirk Cousins' extension looks like a move to win now, whereas the other big move that you made, trading his best weapon and maybe your best and most consistent offensive player in Stephon Diggs, looks like a move to win 2 or 3 years down the road. They both make sense in a vacuum, like I said, but together it just doesn't jive, guys, and we're trying to figure out exactly what they're planning here. There has to be another shoe that's going to drop at some point.
Well, Rami, I really appreciate it. Just want to make sure all our friends are okay during the coronavirus scare. So coronavirus check-in. How are you surviving the lack of sports? What have you replaced sports with?
Well, lucky for me, guys, I was a TV addict before any of this. Really, I was more prepared for any of this than most people, because I'm a germaphobe, I'm an introvert, and I have a lot of TV shows that I already watch outside of the sports world. Like, all this stuff that they're telling you to do, wash your hands, stay in the house, stay away from large groups of people. I'm like, yeah, but what should I do differently? Because I was already doing all those things. And I have a library of Netflix shows that I watch. Hulu, DVR is filled up, guys. I'm doing okay, all things considered, I think, compared to a lot of people, especially those of you who are quarantined with an entire family with small children. I feel for you. It's just me and the dog here. So it's been relatively easy for me, gentlemen. I'm all in on Tiger King on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have been watching or discussing Tiger King on Netflix.
I've been dancing around it. I've been dancing around it. My wife has watched a few. She said it is absolutely bat-ass crazy. And I feel like as a show, we need to start. Like tonight, each of us watch
one.
Tiger King. And it's
Tiger
on
King.
Netflix. It looks bananas. I say we start tonight and we all watch
it's
one.
Guys, it is the wildest thing that you'll ever see. And if you want something to sort of fill the sports void, and just trust me on this one, all right? A lot of people roll their eyes or give me the side eye when I say this. And I did the same thing when it was recommended to me by one of my colleagues at Score North, our Vikings guy, Matthew Collar. It's called Cheer. It's a documentary series on Netflix about the top cheerleading program in the country. And when you see what these girls and guys go through for their sport, and you know what? I didn't think it was a sport before watching this. It is definitely a damn sport. And when you see what they go through in terms of the physical pain that they put their bodies through and the work that they put into this thing, and how much of a psycho their coach is,
yes,
he's the Bill Belichick of cheerleading. You will be pulled in, I guarantee you, no later than episode 2 or 3 of that thing, and you will be cheering for people, and you will be
crying
against other people.
Yeah, you might even shed a tear, because I know I did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did, too. I'm man enough to admit when I cry, I cried, guys.
Yeah,
cried.
I cried at cheer, too.
Rami, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care, be safe, and we'll chat with you again when necessary.
Guys, same to you. And I might ask one of you to return the favor.
Of course.
Anytime.
Woods is available anytime.
Yeah, Ben works 2 jobs still.
Rami Makhlouf, our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.